This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. This weekend, the NASCAR Chicago Street Race took over Grant Park. Some fans say they saw a more diverse audience fill the stands. The motorsport company has been pushing for diversity among its drivers and its fans. Longtime NASCAR watcher and Chicago native Pablo Carrillos was at the race on Sunday. He feels like he is seeing a change in who attends the races.
I'm Mexican myself, so I've seen a whole bunch of Mexican people show up for the race, or people show up for other drivers. Like yesterday, they had an Iranian driver in the race, and there was people supporting him. So I know they're trying, and I hope they succeed. I don't know if they're succeeding as much, but I really do hope that they do bring more people in.
Carrillos says he hopes NASCAR can find a younger audience here in Chicago. NASCAR and the city are in the second year of a three-year agreement to hold the street race downtown. Partygoers gathered in Washington Park for Pride Southside this weekend. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka asked attendees what the celebration means to them.
Southside Pride to me means who I am, which is lesbian, and it's part of a community. It's black people. We are all together.
Southside Pride means to me that there's more than just pride in Boys Town. A lot of media and hype goes to that area, but you know, there's pride within the city in different areas, and especially in the Southside.
I'm new to Chicago, but most of the pride events I've seen in the last year has been up north in Boys Town. I think it's important for black people to know that in the South, we also exist here. We're going to have a communal space here.
That was Deza Barnes, Malaika Hughes, and Nathan Johnson at Pride Southside. The Chicago Teachers Union is blasting the head of Chicago Public Schools. That's a significant turn as contract negotiations heat up. In a letter to members, CTU Vice President Jackson Potter accuses CEO Pedro Martinez of dragging his feet and calls him a Lightfoot leftover, referring to the former mayor who was at odds with the union. Potter tells WBEZ that with former CTU organizer Brandon Johnson as mayor, they expected a change in contract negotiations.
When we have this historic opportunity to do things differently, but we're not seeing sufficient evidence that Pedro and his team, you know, are meeting the moment. Everything's on the table.
Potter says he hopes it does not come to a strike vote. CPS officials say they are committed to reaching a fair contract. Cook County is investing $100 million into Provident Hospital on the South Side. Provident is a small hospital that treats mostly black and low-income patients. The county dreamed of replacing Provident, but put those plans on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, with Northwestern Medicine opening a big outpatient center on the South Side, Provident's future is about investment. County Commissioner Bill Lowry says that includes a lot of upgrades and renovations, like new elevators for the first time in about 40 years.
What there is absolutely a commitment for is Provident. So whether you're talking about a hybrid model, you're talking inpatient, outpatient, these are the conversations that will continue based on the community's needs.
The county also plans to open a new outpatient center on the South Side. A couple more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling plan a news conference this morning to address the July 4th weekend's gun violence and to discuss crime victim services available to residents in need of support. As of yesterday, at least 17 people have been killed and at least 84 wounded during shootings in Chicago over the extended weekend. The Sun-Times reports at least 24 people were hit in mass shootings in the Greater Grand Crossing, near West Side, Douglas, and Austin neighborhoods. The tally surpasses the numbers for last year's holiday weekend. Chicago older people want the Chicago Police Department to testify on its widespread denials of special visas for undocumented immigrants. The designation, known as a U visa, gives undocumented immigrants who have been victims of certain crimes a path to citizenship. A 2022 investigation by the nonprofit news outlet Injustice Watch found Chicago police denied U visa certifications at a higher rate than other large cities. Alderperson Raymond Lopez wants CPD to testify on the disparities. The police department declined to comment.
It is a problem. I mean, I don't know if we'd have a very big 4-H component. Like, I don't know if people would be bringing their cows in to show off, but, but you know, the baked goods. So this is my contribution to Chicago.
Hear all about her annual Chicago's Best Baker contest, which is returning to the Uptown neighborhood July 20th. Find that conversation right here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.